Welcome, everybody.
Ho, ho, ho.
Oh, oh, oh.
Oh, oh, oh.
Oh, oh, oh.
Isn't that Super Mario?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. The Mario, oh, boy. Captain Lou, right?
Yeah, Captain Lou Albano.
Captain Lou.
That's right.
Mommy, why does Mario have rubber bands stapled to the side of his face? Because Mario is a lunatic.
Okay. Cindy Lauper's father's weird.
Yeah, that's really weird. I don't like that grand wizard fellow he hangs out with. That just sounds racist.
It sounds real racist, yeah.
It really wasn't, but whatever.
No, but it's problematic.
It is problematic, though. Oh, the 70s into 80s.
Uh-huh.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
This is our Christmas episode.
It is.
Now, as you can tell, Max is not a big fan of Christmas in general.
Nope.
And I'm not going to force my cheeriness upon him, but we are going to do a Christmas special.
Yeah, and you know what? You get the best of both worlds. You get Tim, who likes Christmas, and me, who hates Christmas. Whatever your opinion on Christmas is, if you are indifferent, just take the mix.
Yeah. You love Christmas movies, people. Now we're going to find, there has to be good Christmas movies out there, Max, right?
I'll take your word for that. That's optimistic. I mean, it depends on how you fare on the Die Hard debate, right?
I mean, Bruce Willis says it's not a Christmas movie.
But the New York Police Department came out and said it was a Christmas movie.
I believe them over Bruce Willis, because Bruce Willis don't know what he's talking about no more.
He's a curmudgeon.
He is a curmudgeon.
He's a curmudgeon.
He's shriveling away. He's like a raisin.
He doesn't like stuff. He never has.
Why even comment on Die Hard after you've made 27 of them that are terrible?
Yeah, no. I mean, one of the best Die Hards is The Fifth Element.
That's for sure.
Yeah,
it's a good one. Absolutely for sure. Well, my goal today with my last movie was to find you a good Christmas movie, and I think I did it.
Good.
But we'll see. But what we're going to do, this is a normal formatted episode, different from our Halloween episode. We're not going to take that much time to be watching all these dang movies, especially with Max just kind of like, you know.
Yep.
As humorous as that would be for me, it's not fair to Max, people. Think of Max.
Please.
When's the last time you thought of Max?
Merry Christmas. To me.
Yeah, this
not
is...
Not having to watch these Christmas movies.
That is your present, buddy. So what we're going to do is, why don't you kick it off?
Sure.
Why don't you tell me what movie you watched?
Okay, so I watched two, obviously.
Uh-huh.
Because it's a normal episode,
yep.
As you said.
Yeah.
So the first one I watched, I got as a gift because the person who gave me the gift had a copy of it already.
Okay.
They were signing up for one of the DVD, like, subscription services.
Okay.
And they had gotten a duplicate copy of A Christmas Horror Story.
Okay.
This movie was made in 2015 as a Canadian movie, so you'd like it for sure.
I love it. It's so polite, their horror.
Yes. I watched it in December this year.
Yeah.
Very recent. It was weird to review a movie so quickly after having watched it.
I know. I'm used to like looking at these things like, which one was this?
Yeah.
Watch the trailer. Oh, right. That one.
That's the one. It is 1 hour and 39 minutes, and it's a horror movie. It's also a Christmas horror movie.
Christmas horror.
So the description, as it's written, is not even Santa is safe when evil descends upon Bailey Downs. The town becomes plagued with malevolent spirits, zombie elves, and even the Krampus.
I love a good Krampus.
This is a good Krampus.
Good, good, good.
So the movie is intercut stories. They're all their own little stories, but they're all intercut within each other, and they all tie together. William Shatner's in it.
Yes.
And he is a DJ at a local radio station.
Yes.
And he gets drunk through the movie, as, you know, a radio DJ kind of does in these movies. So it's pretty funny. He does a good job. Some of the special effects are pretty good. Some fair on the not so good side. The actor they have playing Santa Claus is pretty solid.
Nice.
It's a lot of fun. It's not a bad movie. I didn't dislike watching it at all. There's some stuff that was a little weird. Like, their take on the Krampus was kind of clever, but kind of not the Krampus. Where essentially the Krampus is like a werewolf, where if your heart fills with a lot of evil during the Christmas season, you can turn into the Krampus.
It's wonderful.
Yeah. So, but the Krampus makeup is really good in this.
Nice.
Looks really cool. The guy who played Santa looks spot on, like a cool ass-kicking Santa Claus.
Such a weird thing to say.
Yeah. And it was funny. He has to fight a bunch. All his elves turn into zombies, so he has to go through and, like, fight these evil zombie elves. It's pretty wild. And there's a twist for the whole movie, for the whole kind of that Santa story. It's kind of like the through line for the whole thing. It's not really an anthology because of the way it's intercut, but the Santa story is kind of the centerpiece to it, the centerfold.
Ooh. Hey, sexy killer Santa.
That's right.
So it's kind of like a Pulp Fiction, where it's like you get these little stories that make one big story?
A little bit, but imagine Pulp Fiction as if it were more cut traditionally without the story blurry pieces.
Okay.
So it's almost just like, this is happening. But like when something weird, like a big, like, uh-oh moment happens, we cut to the next story.
Okay.
And then like, so that part of it didn't really rub me the right way. Cause I was like, I don't feel like they really know exactly what they want out of this movie.
Okay.
At least I don't feel like it almost like I knew they've written it. So it's like, it feels like almost like the script was written story by story and one of them was going to be the tie together. But instead they ended up just intercutting them, which was a little different. It didn't work great, but it worked.
Okay.
So overall, like I wasn't super upset I watched this movie. IMDb gave it a 5.7 out of 10, okay, which for them is not horrible.
That's like a 10.
Rotten Tomatoes critical score, 22 critics gave it an 82%.
All right.
Audience gave it a 46%.
Huh.
So that's a pretty big contrast there.
It's very strange. I would not think the critics would be so high on it when the audience is that low on it.
Right. So that's an interesting little bit of business. I gave it a 5 out of 10.
Okay.
But I'm not done. Because I also gave each of my movies Max's Xmas score.
Okay.
So how do I think it is as a Christmas movie? Because I feel like you need to take the criteria of a Christmas movie and does it fit into all the things that Christmas is all about? Like, why is this a Christmas movie? For the Christmas score, I gave this a 3 out of 10.
Okay.
And the reason is because I feel like there wasn't any real reason to be, the Krampus was the closest to a story about Christmas. Some of the other stuff really didn't mean too much in terms of the Christmas feel to it. There wasn't so much like thematic Christmas bits of business. And I feel like if you're going to make this a Christmas movie, you need to have reasons to make it a Christmas movie, not just, would it be cool if Santa Claus was fighting zombie elves, which this movie kind of did.
Yeah. Yeah. I think you need a little something before that happens.
Yeah. So there needs to be a reason for the season. And I don't think this quite had it, but everything it did pretty well. And all the points were well addressed. Just out of 10, I feel like this wasn't the most, if you're going for like, I want a feel good Christmas movie that takes the themes and the feelings of the holiday, what they should be, and put that in a film, this doesn't quite land.
I like your Christmas score.
Thanks.
I like that idea. Well, since you started us with a horror movie, let's talk about something that's horrific to some people.
Christmas?
Well, yes. No, this is a movie that I watch every single holiday season.
Wow.
Usually while hammered, because it's fun. And this movie, of course, is He-Man and She-Ra, a Christmas special.
This sounds correct.
Yes, I love old animation, and I love drinking, and when I can put them together, why, I tell you, when you drink and watch this movie, it gets so much better.
You know, I believe you.
So I watched this on December 2nd, I'm guessing. The IMDb minutes, 51 minutes. So it's a long episode, essentially.
Yep.
A genre, animation, action, adventure, directed by Bill Reed and Ernie Schmidt, starring John Irwin, no relation, although it is spelled the same way. That's nice. Maybe we are related. Alan Oppenheimer, Linda Gary, and Melendi Britt.
Ah.
Your IMDb summary. He-Man and She-Ra join together to stop Horde Prime from ruining Christmas for some Earth children stranded on Eternia.
Huh.
What you would appreciate, Max, even though this is one of the corniest cartoons ever,
okay,
one of the worst songs ever in it.
Okay.
This whole cartoon. Now, He-Man is very known for let's sell toys. This is a cartoon commercial. This is a toy commercial for a half hour.
Oh, yeah.
This special is the exact opposite. The whole point of this is to tell children about the spirit of Christmas.
Nice.
By having two kids from Earth who understand what Christmas is about get trapped on Eternia with Skeletor and explain to him why it's awful and they need to be with their family at Christmas.
Huh.
They're like, Mom's going to be worried sick. We need to go home. It's Christmas. We need to be with our family. We need to be by the fire. No gifts are mentioned at all.
Nice.
It's very nice story.
Good on you.
Yeah, so even though it's a little rough to go back and watch, it is kind of fun. It's fun to see the weird dialogue that Skeletor gets, where he's like, what are feelings? No! Like, it's great. My bullet points, it's sappy and corny, yet it pushes the spirit of Christmas and family instead of toys. Skeletor must choose to embrace the ideals of Christmas or to be bad, and it's really dated. It might be a challenge for young kids to keep their attention span.
Okay.
So while it has this great message and it's geared toward children, it's a little rough for children nowadays to go back and watch this.
Or Sober Tim.
Or Sober Tim. Sober Tim maybe could do it. He just doesn't want to. He doesn't come out that often. So basically, I think this is a fun thing to watch. If you fondly remember He-Man, which means you probably haven't seen it in a while, go back, watch this. Maybe it'll instill in you the spirit of Christmas. So, IMDb score, 6.7.
Whoa.
Rotten Tomatoes critics did not rate it.
Okay.
The audience did. They gave it 55%.
Okay.
Out of 984 people, and I give it the correct number of a 6 out of 10.
Whoa.
Yep. It does exactly what it sets out to do. It isn't pushing no stupid toys on me, because they assume you already know all their stupid toys.
That's right.
And they just run with it, and I appreciated that.
Awesome. Well, that is surprisingly refreshing.
It is. And that was, 1985?
85.
85 is that year, man. We keep getting 85 movies. Did
yeah.
you notice that?
It is. I've noticed a couple themes, like certain run times seem to be very popular, like 1 hour and 37 minutes. Pay attention to that runtime. But yeah, certain years, it seems like we hit on quite a bit, too.
We love 1985, apparently.
Apparently. I wasn't even born yet.
I was three. I wasn't watching any of these movies, probably.
No. No. So this is the point of the podcast where my Christmas gift to all of you out there in listener land is telling you to skip ahead. Go away. Because I'm going to upset you greatly. I'm going to talk about a movie that a lot of people really like, and I rewatched for the first time in probably like 8 or 10 years. I know I picked this up on DVD because there was like a holiday sale.
Sure.
Back when Movie Stop was still a thing, like really early Movie Stop.
I don't even know what movie this is, and I'm laughing already. Yeah.
So I hope you don't like it, or I hope you don't have strong feelings about it.
Entitled to your opinion, man.
So this is me reviewing 1989's National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. I watched this yesterday, as of the recording time of this. It is 1 hour and 37 minutes, and it is supposed to be a comedy. It is directed by Jeremiah Chechik, and it has in this movie Chevy Chase, Beverly D'Angelo, E.G. Marshall, William Hickey, Randy Quaid, Juliette Lewis, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, John Galecki, and Doris Roberts. So, mm-hmm. like
some people,
like every like sitcom, crazy amounts of sitcom stars.
Yeah,
it's wild. The cast is insane. The summary, as written by me: the Griswolds are trying to host the perfect family Christmas. Then you get to watch the world shit on Clark Griswold for no real reason, and you're supposed to laugh at it for some reason. My notes: cringy, painful, embarrassing, very un-PC, and highly overrated. So I'll tell you the main sticking point I have with this movie,
yep.
which inspires the giant words at the bottom of my paper, mm-hmm. which is capitalistic bullshit. So the crux of this whole thing is that Clark has done what everybody tends to do, and part of the reason I hate the holiday is because he's overspent on Christmas, and he's really banking on his Christmas bonus to be able to pay for this family Christmas, as well as a pool for his family, which he's written the check for and is like essentially hoping this money gets into his account before the check clears. So that's where we're at with this movie. Not an unreasonable thing to do. Not certainly something that would require him being punished like supremely through the entire movie.
I've seen biblical epics where people are less punished.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, I think you're right. Passion of the Christ is yep. a more forgiving Christmas film.
Oh, man.
So it's just really harsh the way it kind of just beats down on Clark Griswold. And the thing that really, so at that point, this did not upset me yet. I was like, all right, I get it. It's a very kind of black Christmassy kind of like bleak view of the holiday. So it's like this kind of Christmas through my lens. So like, I see what they're doing. They're kind of like poo-pooing all the things and everything's so like overdone for what it is, and it's just, you know, all everybody wants to do is kind of just be miserable. The whole family's miserable. They drink the whole time and complain. I get it. Like, you're kind of poking fun of the whole shenanigans that is Christmas.
Right.
Cool. Until the end of the movie, when Randy Quaid kidnaps the boss of Clark Griswold, even though Cousin Eddie is the character's name, and we find out that the character of the boss then decides to give the Christmas bonus because he realizes it was really a dumb thing to do to not have it, and so the police come because he's an important man, and his wife calls the police because he was kidnapped, and the police come, and he's like, no, it's fine, don't worry about it, and I'm going to give you your bonus plus 20%, and then everything's okay. So the real problem I have with this movie is that if you get money, everything is okay.
Yeah.
The message of this movie is if you have money, you can buy away all of your problems. At least is how I interpreted it. If you have a different interpretation, let us know. Please feel free to try to talk me down from my ledge. So for scores,
this is everything I've wanted.
Okay.
This is everything I hoped for.
IMDb gives this a 7.6 out of 10.
Okay.
Rotten Tomatoes critics give it a 65%. That's 37 critics.
Okay.
Audience gives this an 86%.
Okay.
My score is a 4 out of 10 as a film. Not, it's certainly doing the things.
Sure.
Max's Christmas score, 2
Ooh.
Out of 10.
Ooh.
Had this not had the ending it had, it probably would have got closer to like a 4. because it's like, all right, I can see you kind of thumbing your nose at the Christmas stuff, all those stressors and things that we have in life. I get it. But the fact that you came in and just like, everything's okay if you have money.
I think the 20% is what really irks me about it.
Yeah.
Your bonus plus 20%.
Right.
Like, no.
Yeah, not like you double your bonus. Jeez. Like, not just your bonus with an additional 20%. And that's enough to be like, everything's great, isn't it? It's like, oh my God, I want to die. I want to die. This is exactly why I hate this holiday. So there you go. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Max.
Hopefully you can send us home on a positive note.
I'm going to do my darndest.
I mean,
you know what? You know, here at Tapes and Scouts, it's not about the audience. We don't care about the audience. It's kind of our shtick. I care about you. So I watched a movie. I actually didn't intend to watch this as my Christmas movie. I had no idea that this is technically a Christmas movie. I just watched it because it looked cool, because it was an indie film.
Okay.
I wasn't familiar. My movie is I Trapped the Devil. Yes.
Yep.
Are you familiar with this movie?
I'm very familiar with this movie.
Have you seen this movie?
I have not yet.
Okay. This movie is awesome. This is from 2019. I must have this year, but I'm like, some people might listen to this next year. I watched this November 30th, I'm guessing. It's an hour 22. The genre is drama, horror, mystery. It is directed by Josh Lobo. I think this is his first movie.
It is.
And it is starring Scott Poythress, AJ Bowen, and Susan Burke. I'm not sure about that first name, but we'll work on that.
AJ Bowen is very good. He's in a lot of indie horror stuff. He is very good.
So those three actors are the majority of the actors in the entire movie.
Nice.
Your IMDb summary. A man descends into paranoia after trapping what he believes to be the devil in his basement. But things take a dark turn when his family unexpectedly arrive for Christmas.
Nice.
So this guy, You feel all kinds of different emotions, and you're constantly shifting, like, is this guy crazy or is this guy right? Essentially what it is you feel like something happened. They don't really go into detail, but the parents left him in the house. The parents died.
Okay.
And he's probably a little still messed up from that.
Sure.
And his brother comes with his wife unannounced to the house because it's Christmas.
Right.
Like, he shouldn't be alone at Christmas with this death's just recently happening.
Sure.
Let's just go check on him.
Right.
And they're night and day. They're very different. Like, he seems very grizzled and odd, where they're like, hey, we're just, you know, we love each other. We're probably going to start a family soon. Like, we're going to start doing these, checking these boxes in our life, and we want you to be a part of it. But they quickly realize something is off with him. And finally, he reveals to them he has trapped the devil in the basement.
Nice.
It is awesome. Their reaction, then no one knows what to do.
Right.
They don't flat out run out the building.
Sure.
So you're like, I'm like, oh, this is going to be good.
Yeah.
Because that is probably, I don't know, in the first third of the movie, that's like the end of the first third, the entire rest of the movie, you're not sure. You don't know if he's got the devil in the basement.
Nice.
You want to believe it, but then you're like, what if this is just some malnourished human being that he is trapped in the basement? He also has a wooden cross over the door, which is fun because the person that's in there doesn't really talk when the cross is on. But he kind of just, but then again, he might not know anyone's there.
Right.
So, like, they play it really, really well.
That's awesome.
Very psychological. And, I mean, when we get to the ratings, it's all over.
Okay.
Okay? And I will say you do find out an answer.
Okay, cool.
And I was excited for that.
Nice.
Not till the very end.
That's awesome.
I loved everything about it.
Great.
So my bullet points: creepy tone, dark foreshadowing right off the bat. Like, it just feels creepy. The house is all decorated for Christmas, but like the Christmas lights are kind of buzzing on and off.
Nice.
There's not really lights in the house. So the Christmas thing being the motivation for the family to come also just makes the house look creepy.
Awesome. Yeah.
It's very good.
That's cool.
You're never sure which side to take on who is in the basement. It's got good acting, which is needed from such a small cast in a small set with really only the one location.
Sure.
IMDb gives it a 4.8.
Okay.
They're wrong. Rotten Tomatoes critics, 36 critics, 75%.
Okay. That's pretty good.
Audience, 65 audience members, 37%.
Okay.
Yeah, all over. Tim.
Yep.
7.5.
Whoa.
This movie is amazing.
Nice.
I had a blast. For me, just putting on a dumb, because you know me by now, if it's a weird title, I'm likely to watch your movie.
Sure.
And this was a weird title.
It was.
And I was like, oh, a good, cool horror indie movie. Yay. I'm like, oh, this is a Christmas movie. This could be my Christmas movie.
Nice.
And then when it was actually really good, Max, you got to watch it. You will love it.
Awesome.
It's only just loosely a Christmas movie anyways.
Sure.
So I think you can find a lot of fun.
Oh, for sure.
but definitely check it out because you will like it. I think I watched this on Hulu.
Okay.
Question mark. I watched it on a streaming. I'm going to guess Hulu.
Nice. That's way cool.
And that's that.
Yes.
Yeah. We did it.
Way to support indie cinema, Tim.
Yeah. I love indie cinema.
They do.
It sometimes treats me really bad.
Sometimes you find a Manborg in there.
Ah, yes. We're going to have to get those guys on here, aren't we, Max?
The greatest gift of all. I don't think we can call it a podcast until we talk to those guys.
That's fair. Okay. Well, I'll get on it.
All right.
Those Astro 6 peoples.
Astron 6 or whatever.
Astron 6,
they
yeah.
were formerly Astron 6 back when they did Father's Day, and when okay. they did Manborg, they were still Astron 6.
Father's Day was Troma, right?
Troma put out Father's oh, okay. Day, but they were okay. still those two dudes.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah.
Well, that's your Christmas gift. Max was marginally unhappy, but I think he did a great job, and he's going to briefly now get on his soapbox, but just ever so briefly, and just tell you what Christmas should mean to you. Go ahead, Max.
Christmas is about celebrating the things in your life that are important to you. It doesn't have to be Christmas. It could be Hanukkah. It could be Kwanzaa. It could be whatever Tet, whatever you celebrate. Boxing Day. It's great. You can do, whatever you want to do, whatever you want to call it. Just take a minute to enjoy the people you're with, friends, family, everyone that you get to spend time with. They're not going to be there forever. Take the time to just enjoy their company. Take the time to enjoy the things in your life that are good. It's rough that we all have to like kind of go into pits of depression or loneliness during the holidays, or we all have to go into like crazy stress over spending too much money on the holidays and making everyone happy. I guarantee the people that you care about in your life will be happy that you are there and you're a part of their life, and that is all that matters. Just like doing this podcast with Tim.
Aw, thanks, bud.
So, as close as you'll ever get to a Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Go drink the eggnog.